Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday, May 1st edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we are 1 month from when we're probably going to see Wonder Woman. Well, let's be real. We're going to see it on the first, not the second.
We're definitely, yeah.
We're going then. Whenever they announce tickets, but we have a bunch of movie stuff to talk about, including Batman, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman. So first up is Batman. Matt Reeves was giving an interview with the Los Angeles Daily News about War for the Planet of the Apes and talked a little bit about Batman and said, you know, he's still deep in work on War, so he doesn't know what he's going to do with Batman yet. But he did have one nice quote saying, "It's a strange thing to be involved with in the two franchises, which were the two that I was connected to most as a child. I just was obsessed with Batman when I was a kid. What I find so interesting about him as a character is that as far as a superhero goes, he's not superhuman. He is a person, and he is a tortured soul who is grappling with his past and trying to find a way to be in a world that has a lot that's wrong with it and trying to find a way to reconcile all of that. That is a really powerful character in the same way that Caesar is such a powerful character."
Yeah, and Caesar the ape, not Caesar the Roman ruler.
Yes, Caesar from the Planet of the Apes franchise, if you're not familiar with that.
Yep. So yeah, that's always a great thing to hear from somebody who's going to be directing one of the most beloved characters, is that he is somebody who loves that character. Although I don't know if you could ever really let somebody direct Batman who's like, yeah, Batman's not my favorite. I don't really like Batman that much, but I'm good at directing movies. But maybe that day will come, but it's not today. So it's good to hear.
Yeah, this is a pretty generic statement from Reeves, but it's notable for two reasons. One, it's Reeves talking about Batman, which is pretty cool. And also it sort of hits all the points, you know, it shows an understanding of Batman there. Yeah. That he hasn't really, even if he hasn't fully gone headfirst into what he's doing there, he understands it and knows what I'm sure he has an idea of what he would do with his film, or he wouldn't have signed on.
Yeah, it wouldn't be quite as cool if he'd said, "I really like Batman because he has lots of cool stuff, and I like the Batmobile."
I like when the villain has ice puns. Right. I always thought that was hilarious. those kind of things. But that brought an interesting question on Twitter from @JesseW72838902. Will we see any actor or actress from Matt Reeves' Planet of the Apes films in the Batman?
That's a good question. I mean, it's definitely cool when directors have actors that they like working with and that they can bring in. So I think after they work with the same actor a couple of times, they're able to get maybe some better performances out of them. And it's just nice to kind of keep it in the family, as it were.
You haven't seen his Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, right?
No, but I have seen his IMDb page where the actors are listed.
Oh, there you go.
And so some of the actors that are in that or in the War, some of those movies do stand out to me. Most of all is Woody Harrelson. I've wanted him in some sort of villainous role in the DC for a long time. I think he would make a super creepy, really good Riddler. I always come back to Riddler because I really want to see him again. But I don't know. He could do something else too, but I think he would make a really, really good creepy villain.
Yeah, I've always liked Woody Harrelson. Could see him doing something like that. That would be pretty cool to see. One name, if you've seen Dawn, I think Mark Hughes was the first place that I saw mention this. I think he mentioned it in an article on Forbes, but he said Toby Kebbell for a Batman villain, and I kind of really like that. He played the ape Koba in that film, and he is good. He's written a lot like a character you would see in Gotham. He's kind of dark and twisted and frightening and uncomfortable to watch at times, yet fascinating and darkly humorous, and he brings out a lot of emotions, and this is an ape that you're getting all those emotions portrayed through. So he was in, if you don't know him, he was the Thing, right? In Fant Four Stick.
He was Dr. Doom.
Oh, that's what I meant. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
the Fantastic Four reboot. I wouldn't judge him necessarily from that film, but if you've seen Koba, he's definitely a fascinating, twisted, and psychologically thrilling character. Some of the other names, Gary Oldman was in Dawn. He I don't see him returning to DC anytime soon, but I thought it was interesting. He was apparently considered for Brainiac in Superman Lives, and I almost wonder how he would do as a CG character. And Kerry Russell, and I put down Woody Harrelson as well. I would like to see any of them, but Toby Kebbell would be probably the first choice.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch this because now I'm interested to see his performance.
Well, yeah, if you want an idea of what Reeves can do, you should definitely check out Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Aquaman news. Jason Momoa talked to GQ, and he talked about playing Aquaman and just kind of the opportunity he's gotten. He said, "We've never really seen anything from this guy before, so it's fun to have a level playing field. There aren't like four Aquamans before me. I get to set the tone for it." And it's kind of understandable that there haven't been a lot of live action Aquamans.
Yeah. Well, Alan Ritchson says what's up, and Justin Hartley,
right.
I guess. Yeah. But yeah, he's right. That's something we haven't really talked about that a lot, but that's something that I think Aquaman and Cyborg and Wonder Woman are going to have going for them. They don't have sort of an iconic interpretation to compete against. And other than, you know, Wonder Woman's is from the 70s. So I think people are ready for a new interpretation of that. Whereas I think that's something Superman, Batman, and even The Flash right now, they all kind of struggle with different people's expectations or having a definitive version for some people that they want to see and aren't necessarily open to another version. Whereas Aquaman, you don't really have that.
Yeah, and just kind of the flack that the character took for so long, kind of being a joke, but obviously that's not happening anymore because Jason Momoa is crazy.
Crazy awesome.
Exactly. And so he went on and talked about the character a little bit and said, "The guy was never really accepted on land, and he was never really accepted in Atlantis. He's a half-breed, but he's the best of both worlds. He just doesn't know how to handle his powers. So it's kind of a coming of age for a young man to a man, or a man to a king. He's lost a lot of things, and he's got to cope. He's an outsider."
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how they handle that. Like, if we're going to get into that in Justice League, or if that's going to be saved for the Aquaman film, they might just touch on it in Justice League. I'm really curious how they handle that. We talked about it before, like, what we're going to see from Arthur in Justice League versus Aquaman. And so I can't wait to see how they explore that.
Yeah, same. And then one little small thing, the Courier Mail, according to them, Aquaman filming is going to start this week sometime. So getting the wheels running on that film. And I'm sure this one's probably going to have it's going to take a lot of time to do the visual effects and post-production and stuff just with the crazy underwater scenes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, pretty much any Atlantis scene is going to be all green screen. So we know that's going to be weird. Yeah. And the Courier Mail article has a little bit of some other interesting facts. You know, it's going to bring over 600 jobs and $100 million of money into the local economy there. And I think that's $100 million Australian. And remember, that doesn't mean the budget necessarily. That just means how much they're going to spend in Australia there. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Yep. And then wrapping up today, Wonder Woman has another TV spot they released, called Goddess, and it looks pretty cool. The one scene, oh man, this movie looks so awesome. The one scene where she's like with her shield, and there's just a bunch of machine guns shooting at her, and they're bouncing off, and like they have the tracer rounds, and you can see, I don't know, that's amazing. Somebody made a GIF of that, and I can just watch that for a couple hours.
Yeah, what can you say at this point? I'm just ready to see the film, and I think I'm going to go dark. I think I'm going to watch the trailers once or twice more today, and then try to go dark the last month. But I know we're going to see, apparently, we might see a sneak peek tonight. It's going to air at the same time as Gotham, mm-hmm. which they'll probably release that simultaneously online. So I'll have to see that and probably any new footage. But for the most part, I'm going to try to stay relatively fresh going in.
Yep. And then one also kind of quick note, though. There's a Vanity Fair article just kind of talking about there's some like speculation that maybe Warner Brothers isn't doing a good job marketing Wonder Woman, or they're not really trying. And maybe because it's a female superhero and they don't care as much or something. But just the one quick note from that Vanity Fair, let's look at some data. According to iSpot, which tracks TV advertising, Warner Brothers has spent $3,043,212 so far on ads for Wonder Woman, which is 5 weeks out. And they compare that. They say at 5 weeks out, the studio had spent $2.6 million on ads for Suicide Squad. So already they're spending more money advertising this movie than they did Suicide Squad. So they're not under-marketing it. But yeah, I don't know. I think they're doing a good job marketing this movie. We have tons of TV spots, lots of trailers. I don't know, but I'm not, obviously I don't work in marketing, so I can't comment on how well or not well they're doing their job.
We there's been a lot of talk lately about marketing. We really haven't talked about it because I trust Warner Brothers to know. I mean, they know how to make a movie successful financially, if at all possible, and they know how to market. So we really haven't gotten into that. Plus, I don't think you can judge marketing campaigns until after the film comes out. That's one of those things that you need to know the whole picture. You need to know what their plans are for the coming weeks. I don't have any questions about how they marketed this so far. And this just shows, I was quite surprised that they'd spent more than Suicide Squad at the same point. Obviously, $3 million is peanuts compared to what overall they're going to spend marketing wise at the end of the day and promotion. So I guess I'm excited for it to continue to ramp up.
Yeah, and something to think about too is like they have access to all kinds of analytics about like how much buzz there is around this movie, just like naturally free word of mouth on social network stuff. And so if that's looking good, then it makes total sense to not spend that much money on advertising. Like there's a diminishing return on investment basically eventually. You can't, like, if all the people you want to come see the movie have heard about it and do want to see the movie, there's no point paying to advertise to them when they're already going to see the movie.
Right. And there was a fascinating interview with a Warner Brothers executive. I don't remember the name, but she was talking about basically their marketing plan for Wonder Woman. And not surprisingly, it has been in the works since the movie was announced, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've spent more than 2 years on it. They know exactly what they're going to do and they know exactly what they need to do. It was really fascinating if you're into marketing and want to see sort of the nitty gritty of how they do that and how marketing's changing. And that was fascinating to me. But yeah, I'm not worried about it.
All right. Well, I think this wraps up the DC Marketing Podcast.
There we go. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.